Hey everybody, Josh Peck here with another round of videos for you this week. How are you doing? I hope you are doing well. It's been an interesting week, a lot of fun, a lot of good stuff happening, and that's exciting. So last week I did a video asking what you guys want to see more of, and I said that with part of it, I don't mind getting into the conspiratorial stuff, but you're also gonna get my opinion on it because it's my channel and you guys are my audience. I assume that you're watching because you want to know my opinion on things, and have a good discussion through the comment section or whatever. So that's great. So a lot of you gave me suggestions for shows, and a lot of it was on the conspiratorial side, which makes sense because that's kind of how this channel started. You know, Josh Peck Disclosure, it was more conspiratorial stuff through a Christian lens. And even though I've shifted some of my views in those regards in the past few years, which is a good thing. You know, we should all be, you know, learning and changing our opinion due to incoming information and things like that. So my opinion on a lot of it has changed. I think I'm a little bit more skeptical on things in a healthy way. But then there are things that are certainly true. Like, just recently I did a video on the very real secret government program of MK Ultra from decades ago. Some people think it's still going on. It might be, but at least the evidence I was able to turn up was from in the past. So I did a video on that, which people seem to really get a lot out of. And it wouldn't surprise me at all if there's stuff like that going on today. I mean, of course, I wouldn't be so naive to think that if they were doing it, you know, 40, 50 years ago, that, you know, they would all of a sudden develop a conscience to just stop and now they're perfect angels running the country. You know, I'm sure there's stuff like that. But, you know, a lot of times evidence is hard to turn up until a lot of time has passed. There's a lot of speculation. There's a lot of, I would say, even logical reasons to be suspicious, but actual hard evidence is difficult to come by with things that are currently happening. Usually it takes a while. So one of the things that I don't think is happening is I don't think the government has a working time travel program. Now this is kind of funny because there's a lot of people, or even a lot of Christians, that believe this with no evidence. It's almost like a pop culture thing. It's almost like, because I'm fascinated by these too. We've all seen them when we're on Facebook and we're scrolling through, and then we see a blog or we see a video or an article or something. You know, man who claims to be from the year 4000 AD comes back and tells us everything, you know. And I always want to read it, and it's not because I believe any of it, and I'm not sure how many people actually do, but there's an entertainment value in there. There's an entertainment factor that kind of, as humans, puts us in this realm of, well, what if? Because it's kind of interesting to think about, what if this is true? But then you run across some stuff that is just so stupid, and it pulls you out of the, you know, it's almost like when you try to watch a nice, you know, a good movie, but the acting just ruins it, and you can't get lost in the movie. But then when you get a movie, no matter how ridiculous the premise is, if the storyline makes sense and the acting is good and you know all that stuff, you can kind of get lost in it, and at least for a couple hours, that's kind of your reality, and it's fun. It's fun to be able to experience something that way. So I think it's a similar type of effect. But the problem is that this you know, time travel thing, this, you know, so and so from the year whatever, it comes back and tells us everything. It's so much the version of the movie that sounds like it'll be good until you watch it and the acting is just terrible, or it's full of plot holes and it doesn't make it. It's to the point it's not even entertaining anymore. I still click on the links and read them and everything, you know, but it most of it's so unimaginative. It is exactly today what we think the future will be like, you know. And this is funny because I like old science fiction. I like watching or reading old science fiction because it's interesting to me what they thought the future would be like. A classic example, and this isn't even really that old, but this is a classic example. Back to the Future 2. You know, they thought by Just a couple of years ago. I forget the exact date, but it was within the past year or two. But they imagined the future as being the biggest thing was flying cars and hoverboards, and you had like, it's been a few years since I've seen it, but you had like Jaws 8, and they haven't made one of those in years. And there was all this really extreme stuff. There was only one point that I think that they actually got pretty accurate, and it's where you have all these advertisements everywhere. Well, one of the things that really reminded me of that was a few years ago, me and Christina, my wife, for those who aren't familiar, we were going to the gas station, and as we were pumping our gas, the screen came alive. The screen turned on, and it was like advertisements. It was a little TV built into the gas pump. And I remember when the first time I saw that. Now they've been around for years, and we're just used to them. But I remember the first time I saw that, I was like, "That is something right out of Back to the Future, too." But that was it. That was about it. There's other little things, but it's interesting to think how people in the '80s kind of generally thought our time now might be. And obviously Back to the Future 2, it was kind of a comedy, as well as a good science fiction movie, so they were exaggerating some things. But I always found that interesting. It's the further back you go, the more interesting to me it is. Like C.S. Lewis's space trilogy thing, Perelandra and that trilogy, it's really good because it kind of shows you what his view of the future, might be. So I always thought that was interesting. So some things are eerily correct. There are some things in science culture or science fiction pop culture that, like, there's a bunch of things in like the original Star Trek movies, like cell phones and things like that. But by and large, just as a species, we're way off, So I'm as well as I think pretty much anybody is, I'm immediately skeptical when somebody says they're from the future. That's a pretty obvious statement. Like, who's not going to be skeptical of that? But of course there are people who aren't. But anyway, but what's interesting to me, and I think the reason that I keep reading these things is because I'm interested to know what their imagination, because I don't believe a word of it, but I'm curious to know what their imagination of what the future is like, to them. And it's funny, it doesn't matter if they say they're coming from 2030 or 2050 or the year 6000, it's always the same. But some people do believe this stuff. So I came across this channel called Apex TV, which is just hilarious and I'm assuming not in the way they're intending to be. It is so funny. It is so stupid funny. I obviously don't know the people who run this channel. I don't know anything about them. I think they're and it's a big channel. I've only watched a couple of little things here and there. I think they're actually trying to address it seriously, but that's what makes it so unimaginably funny and so stupid. But anyway, so I was reading, I was scrolling around through Facebook on my phone, wondering what to do a video about today. And I came across this another one of these time travel posts, and there's a bunch of them. But I wanted to kind of go through this one with you guys because it's hilarious. It's so there like there's no null hypothesis. It's obviously there's no way to disprove it, because it's based on all subjective kind of stuff. There's no objective reality, and the one piece of evidence. See, it's funny because the way that the headline describes this. It is like, oh, this man claims to be a time traveler, and he might just have the photograph to prove it. And then, the picture is him holding a photograph, but the photograph is blurred out because you have to go through and you gotta actually read the thing. You gotta go to each net where it says next page, and the thing is just loaded with ads. And there's like 9 pages of this stuff. It's loaded with ads, and then you get to the very end and you see the picture, and it's so stupid. It's like, do you remember when we had to buy those disposable cameras for vacations and things, and you would take pictures, you take a picture of a cityscape, but sometimes it doesn't develop right because it was forever ago, and we have better technology now, like our phones. It looks exactly like that. It looks like this guy had some old picture somewhere where he tried to take a picture of a city, maybe out of a car or something, because it looks real blurry. But it's all like distorted and blurry, and it just didn't develop right. And usually anybody else would just throw the photo away. But no, he said that this is a photo from the year like 6000 or something. And the reason it's so distorted is because of the time travel stuff. So it's really funny, but this was something that went totally viral on this Apex TV channel. Something like almost 5 million views on this thing. And people, the people are writing articles and stuff about that, which helps it gain traction. I mean, it's a big story. We probably don't need to go through the whole thing, but I just wanted to kind of talk about it because I just think it's interesting that there are a large number of people who would believe this stuff, and where there's no evidence, and it's something that should be easy to prove. Just give one piece of technology. Like me, if I was a time traveler and I went back even 50 years, like, and not even thousands, let's just say 50 years, all I'd have to do is bring my cell phone, and clearly back then it wouldn't connect to the internet or anything, but I've got online game, or I have games on my phone that you don't need the internet to be able to play them and stuff. Just the fact that I can do that and that shows up. I mean, it would blow their minds, but there's nothing like that. And how easy would that be? So, but maybe it's conveniently like Terminator, where you can't take back anything that's not organic, but which is convenient. But yeah, I mean, how easy would that be? But all these, and there's a bunch of these supposed like time travelers. It's almost becoming its own culture now, but they don't ever offer any kind of real evidence. They offer things that can be interpreted a bunch of different ways. So I decided to check out this channel, and there was this just hilarious, and you got to check it out because it's so funny. This time traveler from 2030 lie detector test. So it's some kid. I mean, it's some kid that's just saying stuff. But they're trying to be all serious. They disguise his face and they change his voice. But it's really funny because I guess they don't know how the voice filter works in Final Cut or whatever. Because there are times in the video where they mess up and you can hear the kid's voice for a few seconds. But yeah, and like you can tell this kid is like totally playing up this channel because he's like, yeah, in the year 2030, you guys are more popular, and that's how I heard of you, and that's why when I came back, I wanted to get a hold of you and everything. And it is richly funny. So like at the beginning, and I don't, again, this isn't meant to be like a comedy. It just is funny because it's so stupid. But at the beginning, he the host or whatever. Is like, yeah, so we've given him a lie detector test and show him the lie detector test. And he's got like a couple things taped to his finger and a thing around his arm and around his waist. But they don't tell you what the lie detector test is. They don't tell you who's administering the test. And they don't even conduct it in a way that you would expect. Like 5 minutes into the video, they just give up on it, but he's still attached to this thing. So like for the first couple of minutes, they're like asking him questions. The very first question that they ask is, are you a time traveler from the year 2030? And he just says, yeah. And the little thing, a little, you hear a little noise, and then in the corner of the screen it says true. I don't remember seeing like any lie detector test from like even like Dr. Phil or Steve Wilkos or something like this, where the person being tested can just answer yeah. Usually you got to give like a clear yes or no, and you can't elaborate. You got to give just a yes or no. And the questions aren't supposed to be leading questions like every single one of these are. And you're not supposed to be able to elaborate on your answer because it confuses the machine. It needs to be a direct yes or no. So they do this a couple of times with a couple different questions. And like three or four times, there's like a true or a false or whatever. But then they just start asking the questions and they don't even deal with the lie detector test anymore for like a really long stretch of the video. And then it's just an interview, but he's still attached to all this stuff, but it doesn't ever say if it's true or false. But it's these really long, involved questions. But he, for one thing, he answers every question he answers with a yeah at first. And it's just acknowledging that a question has been asked and now he gives his answers. But that already throws the test out the window because that'll confuse the machine. But so like for example, they ask, and again, it's only the year 2030, so only 12 years in the future. But they ask if there's bases on the moon and if we have anything on the moon. And he's like, yeah, nobody's, there have been a couple people that have been back to the moon, but they, we don't have anything up there. We don't have anything. Okay. I could see that. But then he must have forgot because before that, like 5 minutes before that, the guy asks him, what about Mars? Have we been to Mars? Have we started building colonies on Mars? And he's saying yes to all that stuff. So we're like building Martian cities, but like we just don't deal with the moon anymore, even though there's minerals and things. What is it? H3 or something? Hydrogen 3. There's reason to go to the moon and mine and bring stuff back that we could actually use. So I just thought that was funny. There's a lot of inconsistent stuff but it's obvious cultural stuff. Like the world's ran by AI, which is funny because that is supposedly in the year 2030. But and he even says like, well, it's not that good. It's not conscious yet. But you know, it's still really good and all that. You know, he kind of goes back and forth. But in the year 6000, according to this other guy on the same channel, AI runs everything, and everybody, it's all peaceful. It's all peace and AI and technology. And you know, it's basically just the cultural view of what the future is going to be like. And I don't believe any of that. Obviously the time travels, but even just in a practical sense, I don't think that we're right about what the future is going to look like as a culture, you know, just as a society. I don't think that what we think the future is going to be like, because he's talking about like, they're trying to put solar technology into cars, but they can't do it yet. And the main problem is night. They can't do it because at night your car just shuts off. And that's so a 16-year-old answer, you know, for something like that. And I'm guessing this guy's about 16 or 17. But you know, there's storage, like you store energy. It's not like for one thing, I don't think solar energy is very effective at all, but it's not like when the sun goes down, everything just shuts off and stops working. Like even today, like it's never worked like that. So I thought that was fun, but people will believe this kind of stuff. So it was hilarious. But then, you know, some people will say, well, you know, the true believers of this stuff. Well, Josh, if you had to explain how a cell phone works back, you know, if you went back to the 1940s and tried to explain how a cell phone works, you wouldn't be able to explain it. I'd be able to explain a lot better than that. I think anybody could. Well, when the phone's not plugged in, it just turns off. I don't know. No, you charge it and you get energy for a while. Anyway, so it's absolutely hilarious. Just for comedic value, you should watch it because it's really funny. But also, just where are we as a society or culture where we actually entertain? It's entertaining. That's all it is. But some people will entertain it as truth or as like, what if? What if this is true? There is no what if, because there's absolutely no reason to think it. You know, I mean, even when I'm reading this stuff, I still find myself thinking, what if? What if this is true? Wouldn't that be interesting, or wouldn't that be cool? I guess, but then you read one thing that the time traveler says, and it ruins the fantasy. It just ruins. You can't get pulled into it, you know, like you can a good movie, because there's so many inconsistencies. But anyway, so I just thought that was funny. I am kind of interested to know what you guys think about this whole time travel thing becoming really popular. You know, people saying that they're from the year or whatever. It was funny. Who was it? John Titor who said that he was from a year in the future, and then his prediction started not happening, and he was like, yeah, but there's parallel universes too. And oh, okay, so it's completely useless. Like, what if it's parallel universes and you don't know what universe you're in when you time travel? What is the point in trying to prevent anything? Like, it just falls flat on its face. I think that's why that's why he kind of fell out of popularity, because I mean, just everybody. But I remember when he first came out, he got a lot of interviews. He got a ton of exposure because people actually, a lot of them, fell too hard into the what if and actually started believing it. And with a lot of these guys, it's the same with the old occultic, prophets like Nostradamus. But you can say a lot of vague things and get a few things right, I mean, you can predict things and not have any kind of special power or anything. For example, I wrote a book with Derek Gilbert called The Day the Earth Stands Still, and I was talking about the official disclosure movement of, aliens and UFOs and stuff. And in the last chapter, I made this connection between, and I'm not the first one to make it, but I made this connection between the major events in Israel's history correlating with major events in, lately it's been UFO history, but just in anything that culturally increases or sparks to life again this idea about life on other worlds. It's called the term for it is cosmic plurality, the belief that there could be other worlds with civilizations and stuff. So, back way in ancient times, it was usually like a philosopher would like make the idea popular or something like that. But at the same time, major events in Israel's history would be happening, like Nebuchadnezzar and stuff. So Jeffrey Mardis, author of What Dwells Beyond, was the first that I heard make that connection. And there have been plenty of others that have. But me and Derek, when we wrote our book, I decided to take it a little further. And I said, well, what about current days? Because, in 19, you got right around the same time, within the same year, between 1947 and 1948, you have Roswell and you also have Israel becoming a nation again. Two, like, just paradigm-changing events. In Israel's history and in UFO history. And I've done videos on this channel, so I won't get too much into it. But basically, I was looking at this trend, and so I made a prediction. And I said, if this trend follows the way that it seems to be, then the most specific I could get it is somewhere between the end of 2017 and like the very end, and then the very beginning of January of 2018, we should see something pivotal happening in Israel's history, something that history would look back on, in the future, people would look back on it. And something in the same historical happening in the realm of ufology or something. And that's exactly what happened. Now, I'm not a prophet. It wasn't anything weird or like it wasn't, it was just you look at the data, you look at the trends, and then you make predictions. And you do that enough times, you'll get some stuff wrong, but you'll get some stuff right. That data just happened to get right. And but what happened was Trump announced that Israel was the capital, or that Jerusalem was the capital of Israel, and that we were moving the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem and everything. And the world flipped out about it. It's not even that's not even that necessarily controversial of a statement, because pretty much every president has said that. But for some reason, when Trump said it, well, for a lot of reasons, but when Trump said it, it was so inflammatory to the world, just the world community. That they lost their minds. So it was it's a major event that will be looked back on, in the future. People will look back on that as a historic day. Right after that, there was this big story that came out, which news agencies were actually taking seriously. There was this big story that came out that broke about a secret government Pentagon program to study UFOs and what they are, and this was in recent times. So this story broke, I think it was only like a week or maybe even a few days after Trump said the thing that he said about Jerusalem. And that was a big deal in ufology and UFO history. So there's a whole bunch on that. But here's the weird thing. Our book was released right before all that came out, and we wrote it back in July, because it takes a while for editing and printing and all that. But we wrote it back in July of 2017, and our book was officially released. It was done. There was nothing else we could write in it, even if we wanted to. There were thousands of copies out all over the place, and it was like a week later that those two events happened. And the Pentagon program, I mean, it was covered on Tucker Carlson. I mean, it was covered on actual mainstream media news, and again, it promoted this idea of cosmic plurality. Even the government is studying to see what these UFOs are. Maybe there is life on other planets. And as a culture, it reignited this question. So anyway, just all that to say that these supposed time travelers, there's nothing to say that they couldn't be doing the same exact thing with cultural trends. And but the way that you can tell, though, is we've always been wrong about what the future is going to look like for the most part. We just as a society have always been wrong about that. Again, just look at old movies or read old science fiction books and stuff. There are some things that are right, but generally the world doesn't look like what everybody thought it would, which is exciting. But so when I hear like a you know a supposed time traveler or whatever say that the world is exactly just what everybody thinks that you know it's AI and it's virtual reality and it's you know all this stuff that is exactly how the world's portrayed in like every science fiction movie that deals with the future, then that alone it makes me suspicious. Just the claim alone makes me suspicious. But that kind of takes it a step further, and it's like, well, you know, of course you would say that. I want to hear something that's unexpected, and then I want just a little bit of proof, you know, just a piece of technology, something you can show me where it's clear that we don't have anything like this and it would be impossible to. Again, if I took my cell phone back to the 1920s, if I took my cell phone back even to the 80s, you know, it wouldn't be as much of a shock as it would be, say, in the 20s, but it'd still be a pretty big shock, you know. I mean, there should be something where it'd be that kind of shock. So anyway, I want to know what you think. Am I way off base? Do time travelers exist? And what is your favorite time travel story? You know, I'll just add quickly at the end here before my computer freezes up again. I think, especially we as Christians, we don't need to fall into this stuff. Like, we can be critical, have critical thinking about this. We can be skeptical and say, let's put this up to the scientific process or the scientific method and see if it holds any weight. You know, we don't have to fall head first into this just because it's weird and it's interesting and we're used to going to churches that don't even want to deal with anything supernatural. You know, we don't want the pendulum to swing all the way on the other hand, on the other end, excuse me, where we can't even think critically about it and we're willing to accept subjective interpretation as if it were objective evidence. So we don't want to do that. But, you know, I do think that it's good to, you know, get away from like the stuffy, like just everything is exactly real and material. You know, churches like that bother me. But at the same time, churches where it's just all crazy and it's all, you know, just anything you want to be real can be real. You know, we see that in philosophy too. And I don't think either end. I don't think there's really a whole lot of benefit to either end. It should kind of be a balance. You know, you take the best from both and leave out the worst from both, and then you'll be somewhere in the middle. So I think that that's a good way to look at it. But I'm interested to know what you think. Leave me a comment below and go to joshpeckdisclosure.com. There you will find so much free material, your mind will be blown. And if you could click the donate button and help me out, it would be greatly appreciated, because it really does help. So some of you guys have been so generous and phenomenal, and thank you so much. Let's keep that up because I want to get some better equipment. I want to get some better research materials for you guys. I want to open up the channels here because YouTube clearly is filtering everything. So I want to do more with like Steemit and maybe get into mines and you know other things that are available out there to reach people where free speech is actually endorsed. You know, I want to do that kind of stuff. So all of that, it takes a lot of time, takes a lot of money, takes a lot of equipment and resources, and you all are doing a lot to help me out in those regards. And I hope I'm returning the favor and helping you out to get the information to you and provide you with some tools that can just help you get along in life a little better. I thank you all so much. You are all wonderful. I love you all, and thank you so much for watching. Until next time, take care and God bless.